Hendricks, and joining us, a man who would like to be our state representative in House District 1 in the north of Kalispell toward the Eureka area and out beyond Lincoln County. We have Dakota V. Adams. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Good morning, Dakota.
Gosh, we've been reading all about you and been hearing about you on CNN and other places. Your dad is kind of a famous guy.
Yep, that's just a little bit of why I drew attention aside from the jacket, in that my father was the founder of Oath Keepers and one of the ringleaders for the January 6th insurrection. And
Stuart Rhodes.
Elmer Stuart Rhodes, the commander of the stack, the guys in the bulletproof vests wading their way through the riot to get into the doors of the Capitol on the TV news.
So how does that make you feel?
Well, at the time, I was completely unsurprised that he was involved, but then it started to get a little bit more sobering and frightening later on when his connection to higher up people like Roger Stone became apparent. I started to wonder if he was there on orders from people, and that became pretty scary pretty quick and helped inspire me to get into politics to affect all the positive change that I can and try to fix this thing.
Okay, now you're running as a Democrat.
And that is correct.
That's an uphill battle in Montana too, to begin with, right?
Well, didn't used to be.
No,
and we've let ourselves get kind of taken for a ride by a tide of sectarianism. But I believe that what people want is genuine and real care in an arena dominated by fake personalities and plastic cowboys and showmen.
Yeah, boy. Hmm. I just carry this topic a little bit further. How close were you and your dad as you were growing up?
Early childhood, very close, and then like bedtime stories. And then as the paranoia deepened and like the militia world took over more and more of his brain, and he started to fall apart in other ways, much, much more distant. By the end, we were basically in a 2-year-long running plan to lay the groundwork for my mom being able to file a divorce and get my family away from Stuart before he went completely nuts while we were stuck in the house with him.
So where were you living at the time?
So this was up in Trigo on the property that was a several time non-starter attempt at creating an Oath Keepers command commune.
At Trigo?
In Trigo, an attempt at establishing a compound in Trigo that just didn't work out anytime he tried it because his personality was so toxic that barely anybody could stay around.
At what point did you say, you know what, this isn't working for me?
The real doubts started after 2015 when, if anybody remembers Operation Jade Helm, the military training exercise that was supposed to be the end of the world, like there was always something. Every 14 months was the end of the world. The collapse of America was always coming next fall and looming over you, and then it never happened and the goalposts got moved. But Jade Helm not being a thing, and obviously not being a thing, introduced a lot of doubts. And then, like, going through 2016 and 2017, when like things started to fall apart more and more, and I started to see more and more patterns, really undermined my faith, not just in Oath Keepers and the militia movement, but like right-wing politics that I've been raised in as a whole. And I started drifting out, and also Stuart began to personally degrade and get more unstable. And it became pretty clear that we needed to get the little siblings out in particular.
How old were you when you began noticing these things and started stepping back?
I would say earliest that I started realizing something was very wrong was probably 15 or 16. That's about the age that Stuart started like challenging me to fights in the driveway, just to guilt trip me about it later, that I made him mad enough to challenge him to a fight. I made him mad enough to challenge me to a fight. He never actually wanted to fight me. He wanted to hold it over my head that I provoked him to that behavior.
I wondered if he was a strict disciplinarian or if there was a little fear factor involved.
That, yeah, a lot of threatening to shoot our dogs, a lot of things like wow. a lot of violent altercations yeah. with neighbors, things like that. Mostly it was just a lot of psychological.
Just on edge all
it,
the time.
It felt like living with a Stasi agent, like always on edge, always on eggshells, always trying to manage his moods and work around him.
All right. So when, where did you go to school at the time? Where were you going to school?
Homeschooled. Didn't set foot into a like educational institution until I went to Flathead Valley Community College for the GED program as a grown adult.
Wow. Well, you've been through a lot, and you seem to be a pretty together guy now.
It's been a long road. Therapy, especially finding service to the community through joining the volunteer fire department while I was in the midst of all of that, that probably saved my life. Finding something outside of myself that allowed me to give back and find a greater purpose than being wrapped up in militia world. Mm-hmm. And just slowly building out a life and an identity beyond Oath Keepers.
So now you're running for the State House of Representatives. Position that is currently held by a retired Montana Highway Patrol trooper. Where does that leave you in all this?
Well, I do like my opponent personally, as far as I know him. In fact, I voted split ticket for him twice in the last two elections, even though he was running unopposed, symbolic. But where that leaves me is that as somebody who is an advocate for more ordinary people stepping up to become involved in politics and fix this thing, and as somebody who thinks that every election should be contested so that people have choice, I have to stand up and walk the walk, or I'm just another person yelling for somebody else to do something on the internet.
Okay. So what would you like to do if you're elected into this position?
So my three priorities here are to reverse and undo the disastrous property tax policy of this last legislative session, shift the tax burden back, and keep people I know who have had family property for 100 years from being in danger of losing it all over the property tax hike. And second being to defend the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of all Montanans.
Interesting about your take on property taxes, because we've heard that the big deal, at least from our current administration, is the ranchers who have millions of acres of ranch land that they want to be able to leave it behind to their family and keep it in the family, but the inheritance tax is stopping that from happening. But you're saying that ordinary people are getting taxed off their property they've had for generations.
Absolutely. For a lot of people, especially on the margins, who are especially cash poor but land rich, the property tax hike from the value on like residential single family homes, family property going sky high from the money flooding into the state in real estate buys and the speculator bubble that's going on is driving up the tax valuation beyond what ordinary people are able to afford or are equipped to deal with. And I think leaving those people out to dry is a policy choice.
Yeah, this is, in the Trigo area where you live, there's a lot of property values going sky high up there.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of people who, like, having their family land has been a given for the longest time, and especially now with the cost of living going up, there are a lot of people, especially the elderly and the retired, living on fixed incomes who were right at the knife edge of being able to afford to live as it was. And this is going to put them over the edge into being in serious trouble.
We're talking with Dakota Adams, Dakota V. Adams. He's a candidate for the State House of Representatives District 1, which includes areas north of Kalispell up toward the Canadian border, and then east, or I should say west, into the Libby area. Talk with us. I just want to give you a little bit of time here, a free form of consciousness, we call it, as to talk with us without us talking to you.
Yeah, well, the third point that I was running on effectively is to build a working future for people in Montana, the future for working people in Montana in the last best place. And that means trying to lay the foundations in the long term for a state economy that's not dependent on tourism or real estate bubbles and won't explode and vanish in a puff of smoke whenever there's a speculator market crash and leave everybody high and dry. And it means protecting Montana businesses from predatory corporate interests like the large national corporation that bought out and then destroyed Total Label, which was an anchor point for the economy in this part of the state that was not related to construction or to the hospitality and is now gone because it suited somebody's short-term interests on their balance sheet to wreck it, rip all the equipment out, and chop it up for sale. And also fundamentally, like, we've got that vacuum plant that that's going into Livingston, and the reason why that high-quality German vacuum company is bringing a factory to Livingston is not because of super low business taxes or any of this current administration's business-friendly policies. When people ask them, they said it's because we have a strong blue-collar tradition and we've got a strong working culture in Montana, and they see a valuable labor pool that's going untapped. And that, investing in the people of this state instead of letting them get run over by rising prosperity as if it's a wave that's going to drown them, but making sure that they have a part of it and that they are a priority, that seems to me to be a better choice than letting that value disappear and blow away in the wind because no one can afford to live here and the cost of living squeezes them out.
Dakota V. Adams, wow. We sure wish you success in your efforts to accomplish your goals. And if one of those goals is being elected to the House District 1, you go for it, dude.
And next time around, anybody listening who thinks, you know, maybe I should get involved in a thing, you can do it too. The paperwork's not that hard. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Dakota.
Dakota Adams, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.